Alone. At last. May I not have one moment of solitary? Oh, Sir Knight. No, please. I do not want formality, especially not from you. I know. I know, but please, I am not crowned yet. Not yet. I came here to escape the crowd. Sir Knight, look at them. All these years, I would have never imagined my coronation would be a sea of black. Once the visitation is over, this afternoon, I will be their queen. The guests, all morning, I was greeted with repetitions of remorse. I felt so cold. I'm sorry for your loss. He is in a better place. He will always be with you, but I do not believe it. No. No one understands. I've just lost my father. I've already lost my mother. I am completely alone. You are here with me, Sir Knight. I do not deny that. How? How can I be happy? Yes. Now that he's gone, I may marry whoever I please. That's not... I thought... The night of the ball. In his office, I thought he had finally given me the chance to speak. Not just to speak, but to speak for myself. As myself. But when I saw him, slumped still and cold in his chair, I realized that the only way I could speak the truth, the only way he would ever allow me to, was if he was dead. And he was, and I did not know, and all these people are trying to tell me how I should feel, and you're telling me that I should be grateful? How could I be grateful? I know what he's done to you. I was there when you got that scar and that bruise. You heard me plead for mercy. How can you say such things? He's dead. All those chances of finally having a connection with my father. Any chance of love I would have received from him is gone now. He's dead. He's gone. And I can never have that. And somehow now I must accept this? And rule? This is how it shall be? The last words he said to me, I can't stop thinking about it. At the ball, before our entrance, he said to me, I am allowing you to choose a husband by the end of the night, or so help me, it will be the last thing I do. And so it was. I forgive you, Sir Knight. I can't even think of the wedding. I was proposed all three events. I couldn't bring myself to it. I am obligated. I am responsible. This is all my fault. I have everything I wanted, but I did not wish for this. And all those nobles, they... Some have expressed to me their disapproval. They do not have faith. And you, me, us, No, that does not frighten me. What frightens me is the guidance that's being bestowed upon me. The paperwork. How can I truly know what I'm doing is right? My whole life, I've lived under jurisdictions, rules, expectations, responsibilities, yet not a single kin or tutor has ever considered that I might rule this kingdom. Except me. I may learn as I go, but it's too much. I can't even bear to go out there to perform a speech in front of gowns and suits and billions of eyes while they snicker after every word I speak, or to face the prospect of millions of minds wondering how you will live up to your new title, or how I shall, or how we are to produce an heir. It's all too much to bear. Sir Knight, hold me. Please, I beg of you, don't force me away. I'm not strong enough. Maybe I'm not ready to be queen after all. I was wrong all along. But it's true. Look at me. I'm scared. I'm withering away. While the public awaits. Sir Knight. Please. Give my regards to the council. Just for a short while. I need a few moments alone. They shall respect my wish. They must. I am going deep into the mausoleum. Tell them I'm at a meeting. I must not be interrupted. Let no one disturb me. Thank you, Sir Knight. I shan't be long. Hello, Mother. The years have gone by, haven't they? They fly like angels. I'm sure you've reunited with Father by now. I would like to apologize. Though, Mother, if you remember what it's like to be in love at my age, I'm sure you'll understand. Or at least I hope you understand. I can only pray Father has forgiven me, but Mother, I feel... This morning, when I awoke, I felt strange. I felt different. I can't exactly explain. My maidens wanted to dress me, but I refused. They protested, of course. I can't walk about the grounds in a dressing gown, after all. I let them dress me in black, this black, and I felt cold. As I walked the halls of the castle, my castle, there were guards, servants, gardeners, attendants, all at their jobs, working, doing their duties just as they've always been. But when I entered the room, they stopped. They bowed, they curtsied, they greeted me as their queen. And I felt so unworthy, inadequate, unprepared. No one prepares you for when your father dies. When you passed, Mother, I felt as if half of my soul evaporated. Now with him gone, in an instant, I'm less than nothing. Oh, what am I doing? I'm talking to ghosts. What do I say to them? What do I tell my people? Mother, I'm sorry I haven't prayed. I'm sorry I don't believe. I'm sorry I'm such a foolish princess. Do you recall, Mother, how I learned that walls have ears? I was young, terribly young, and Father's shouts could be heard corridors away. Those dreadful nights. I distinctly remember. I heard, she's your daughter. Your daughter. As if I wasn't his. As if I never would be. He wouldn't have known it. But that night, I became afraid of him. And you promised that fear would go away. That feeling never went away. Mother, I'm afraid. My love doesn't know. Why? Why is it a custom for him to fight for my hand when he's already had mine? I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. How shall I tell him he must compete in a joust? I'm not certain he's ever fought in a joust. And yet, Father assigned him to me for a reason. I need to have faith. I must keep my head high, stand my ground. And he'll stand his. If he doesn't, I promise, Mother, no matter what happens, I will make myself an honorable queen. Just as you were. Just as I knew you believed I would be. Even though you never said it. Please, give my love to my father. Lord knows I can never express it in life. In time, I shall meet both of you on the other side. Now I must go. I have a kingdom to address.